Okay, we are on Chagiga Daf Tes Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Chagiga Daf, the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah in Chagiga. Mi shalo chog, yantaf harishon shalchak, chogig, it's called a regel, the yantaf ha'achron shalchak. Anybody who did not bring the Korban Chagiga on the first day of Chag, of Sukkis, chogig, it's called a regel, you could bring it the entire Yantav of Sukkis, Yantav Ha'achron Shalchag, including Yantav Ha'achron, which means Shmini Atzeres. That is why the Mishnah says specifically talking about Sukkis, because the Mishnah wants to tell us the added Chiddush that even Shmini Atzeres, which is really a separate Yantav in many ways, as we've had a number of times in Maseches Sukkah and elsewhere, Pazar Kashav, that in six different ways Shmini Atzeres is its own Yantav, but still regarding the halacha of Tashlumin for the Korban Chagiga, the Mishnah is telling me that you can bring the Korban Chagiga of Sukkis on Shmini Atzeres. If you didn't bring the Chagiga earlier, so you can bring the Chogig as Kolaregel Kulo, even the last day of our Haregel, but if the last, if the Yantif of the Regel passed, Velo Chag, and you didn't bring the Karban Chagiga, and the Yantif is over, Eino Chayav Achriuso, then it's tough luck, then you can't bring it anymore. Alzen, every line of the Mishnah has something to say about it, but let's just read the Mishnah first. Alzen Ne'emar Me'uvas Lo Yuchal Liskon V'Chisaron Lo Yuchal Lihimanos. About this type of idea that you missed the entire Yantif and you didn't bring your Korban Chagiga, about that is said Me'uva, something that's crooked, Lo Yuchal Liskon, you can't fix, V'chisron, something that's missing, Lo Yuchal Lihimanos, you can't be counted in anymore because it's already, you're already finished. Okay, let's stop there for a moment. Rashi said, the mashma from the Mishnah, but Rashi said it beferish before, if you remember, the Zayinim Abeis, the Iker Mitzvah of Korban Chagiga is the first day. The Iker Yom. That's what Rashi says on Zion of Abayz. Iker mitzvasun biyom harishon dechsiv v'chagosem oso biyom harishon mashma. The first day of Yantav is really the Iker for the Korban Chagiga. And the Rishash there, and the Rashi says that's according to everybody. As we're going to see today, there's a machlokas. How do you view Tashlumin? Is Tashlumin viewed as all Tashlumin of day one or Tashlumin of the previous day? But really everybody would agree, says the Rishash based on that Rashi, that day one is the Iker day of bringing the Korban Chagiga. Is it only by the Yantav of Pesach? No, by every day, by every Chag. It says Avar HaRegel. If you didn't bring the Korban Chagigas, then Einu Chayav Achrayuso. You're not Chayav in the Achrayus. And if it passed by, you say Meuvas Lo Yuchal Liskon. Yes, then it's Ziv, and the Merome Sadeh. There are many mitzvahs that are time bounds. So Dafka by this one, it says Meuvas Lo Yuchal Liskon VeChisro Lo Yuchal Himanos. Why doesn't it say it by matzah? Why doesn't it say it by any mitzvah that lulav? Any mitzvah that's time bound. So the Merome Sada says that a Siv says, why did it say it here? Mishum de kopachom mitzvah asay moel tshuva. Usually, if you have a mitzvah asay, tshuva can help. Afilu ki'ilu asa. You do tshuva. So Hashem says, okay, it's as if you did it, I'll give you credit. Aval chagiga ba lahashpia bracha b'moed. Da hagimel regalim havin rosh hashanah l'tfua l'peiros ha'ilan l'mayim. Yantiv is a special day that if you take advantage of Yantiv, you're going to get bracha for the entire season. If you bring this Korban Chagiga and you acknowledge that this Yantav is a special day, that's going to give you Shefa and Bracha. So Tshuva later is really not going to help because you'll do the mitzvah. But so what? You missed the chance. You missed the special days of Skula. V'b'chasra ha-chagiga chasra ha-bracha v'lazelo mahani tshuva. Even if you want to do, these aren't just Maisa ha-mitzvahs, but the Korban Chagiga is a recognition of the day of Yantif as being the day of Shefa and Bracha, and therefore, says the Nesiv, you wouldn't be able to just do tshuva. That's why specifically here, the Tana says, Muvas lo yuchal lisko. The Stipler wonders that it says here, what happens if you didn't bring the Korban Chagiga? It says, Eino chayev b'achriyuso. You're not chayev b'achriyus, which seems to say that, the Korban is not called a Chagiga anymore. Ask the Stipler, we usually have a principle called Shibudim. Shibudim, meaning if I have an animal that's meshubit to you, I borrowed money from you, and now a certain item of mine is meshubit to you, so then that never leaves. That never goes out of shibud for you unless I pay you back. So asks the Stipler, the Kilas Yaakov, why is it here that all of a sudden you label something as a chagiga, and all of a sudden after Yantav is finished, there's no more. You're not chay b'achriyuso anymore. What do you mean not chay b'achriyuso? There's a concept called shibudim. There's a concept called that my items are connected, are indebted to the ownership or to the other person. You still have to bring it. Maybe you can't bring it as a chagiga anymore. But the bishop just says, so the Stipler comes up with a chiddush. And he says when it comes to karbanos, specifically even the karban chagiga, this shibud is not just a shibud like a regular shibud, like a shibud to hektish. It's a shibud to the mitzvah. That's what a chagiga is. And that's how, once the mitzvah dissolves itself and disappears, that's how you can have it, that the shibud disappears. Even if you bring it, you're not going to bring it betoras chagiga, and therefore it's not going to have a shibud achasim. So that's the stipulus chiddush, that when it comes to carbon chagiga, this shibud is not like other shibudim, indebtedness to another party, but it's specifically a shibud to the mitzvah. And therefore, once the mitzvah disappears, so then the shibud can disappear as well. Okay, let's continue. So the Mishnah says if the chagiga passes, so then you lost out your opportunity. It's crooked that you can't fix. Move us, let's call this go. Reb Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Ezeo Muvashin Yachal Liska Lihisakein. Reb Shimon ben Manasseh says, no, let me give you another example of something that's crooked that cannot be fixed. Zehaba al Ha'erva, somebody who has a relationship with an erva, with one of the Arias, Vaholid Mimena Mamzer. And Rachman al-Islan had a mamzer out of that relationship. Any of the chayvei, rather than machlokas, we'll get to Bez Shem in Yuvamis, machlokas tanoim, what's the definition of a mamzer? We paskin, that is any child born out of an illicit relationship that's chayvei krisus or chayvei misa. Chayvei lavin do not create mamzer. Right, a coin with a grusha does not create a mamzer. But chayvei krisus and chayvei misa generally do create mamzeris. Right, an Ashes Ish, a man with an Ashes Ish, a man with his sister, a man, any Chayvei Krisus, Chayvei Mises Bezdin. So if somebody is Bola, Erva, Bola, made a Mamzer, so that's unable to be fixed, because you want to do Tshuva, but so you have this Mamzer sitting there. So you're not going to be able to do full Tshuva for that. Rashi says, skinny lines, V'yehei, sheyehei v'psulin b'Yisrael, V'yehei zikaron la'avono, l'fichach ein avonosav nimchakim b'Tshuva. Your sins can never be fixed with Tshuva, and therefore you can't fully do Tshuva on having a Mamzer. Tosfos also says, Tav Tosfos, Ditfei boshto nikar, Sha mamzer nir la'olam. Your mamzer is constantly walking around. Aval shara veirus, rotseach, the gazlan in Eidab lefadav. Even a rotseach doesn't have what a mamzer, what a holid mamzer has. And therefore, that is muvas l'yuchol l'skal. Let's just do one more line, then I'll take the question. And in tomar, ritema, begoni v'gozel, stealing. Either way, publicly, privately, so that's not the same, because that you can do tshuva for, you could just return the money. Yeah. Right, the issue is tshuva, therefore here you can't do tshuva. Right, here you can't do tshuva, and therefore, God of the Gazlan, you can have actually the money, you can be misaki. It fits in with the nisif. A couple of interesting ha'aris that have come out of this Mishnah. So what does the Mishnah say? What's muvas in yochal liskon? Habol ha'erva v'holid mimena mamzer. Why doesn't the Mishnah say just zeha molid mamzer? Why does it say zeha ba'al ha'erva v'holid mimena mamzer? So I didn't see this Mishnah quoted in the discussion of the poskim. There's a major discussion regarding artificial insemination, whether mamzeris could be created through artificial insemination. Let's say an Ashes Ish gets the sperm of another man, so who she's not married to, can there be mamzeris? Rav Moshe's shita is that mamzeris requires a maisa bia. That's the shita of Rav Moshe. It's in a couple of places, the Eben Ezer, Chelek Aleph, Simen Yud. Rav Moshe writes the story. This is from Tafshin Chaf Aleph. You know how long this has been taking place? 1961. B'davar ha'isha asher avru ke'eser shanim v'lo yolda. 10 years a woman's been married, hasn't had a child. V'chisaron amru sharofim shu'imenu. The doctors say it's his problem, his fault. His fault, his physical problem, medical problem. Shalachin machma sharazal holid ben karazal anashim, and she has this tremendous desire to have a child, even though, again, yivamis, even though women are not Mitsuva in Pirya Varivya, but she really wanted to have a child. And therefore what happened? She went to a doctor without her husband's knowledge. Halchala Rofi Vizarak Barachma Zera Shalish Acher Shalobrisha's Baila. And then finally she tells the husband after she does it. And now the husband comes to me, when she finds out, he says, is she Asura to me? Do I have to divorce her? The Vinishal Malas Kvodo Mehabal Muterislo, the Ichudina Vlad. Says Rav Moshe, Vine Barur, and then everybody agrees with this, but I'm just gonna do Rav Moshe. Below be at other great poskim. Argue with this, but Rav Moshe's shita is below bias ish lo neesra ish labayla. Number one, there is no isra labayla without a bia, right? This cannot create an isra labayla. The isra sota labayla who rakbi said isra bia v'lo mitzad azera shalosh acher sheish b'meyeha. Right? You didn't even have this case. Dimbala ish acher af bebiya shlo yatsa zera v'yapish lo kedarka nesro abayim din sota you need a ma'isa biya. But and ba zera lagufa shlomi biya b'kambati. Right? The Rishonim talk about the ben sira was abra ba'ambati, that it was in the bathhouse. One woman was there, then another woman was there. Question medically how that occurred, that it can happen in a bathhouse, but that was discussed. But says there, Moshe, that cannot create mamzeris. V'chena vlad who that cannot create a surah the bylaw. And now Moshe says, what's important for us? V'chein havlad who kasher shegam mamzerus who rak sheyia oz al yedei bia. V'yav shavav mazer ap ofan shedib kunachrin zebazesh lo avro ala iser. Etc. Avonis Amra Aidi Shinichas Zer Shel Acher B'mei Echa B'Ambati Shnisker B'Gemara Ukhada Oserofim B'Zmanenu Eino Mamzer V'Av Shahaya Zer Shel Echad Mikroveha. And then he quotes, "What about? Is it better to have a Jew or non-Jew?" That's another issue that Rav Moshe brings up. But either way, maybe that's alluded to in our Mishnah. Because what's move us liyuchal iskah? It doesn't say Hamolid Menam Mamzerin. It's Habala Erva for Holy Menam Mamzer. Stafka the B of the Mishnah feels the need to say that's Meuvas
loyuchal iskah.
So the question is there any yichus? Is there any yichus connection of the woman to this? Many Ramosha seems to be that there might not be any type of yichus, therefore would not make a difference of machzor grushaso either. Okay, so the Mishnah says that you can't do tshuva for this. Mashen came by ganav gazon, you can't do tshuva. Two other issues that are brought up in the achronim. There's a tshuva. Say it before I even mention it. This is a radical tshuva. We don't paskin anywhere near this tshuva, and this is just for the Lumdus and the base medrash. But chas v'shalom, we should never take this at all anywhere halacha l'maisa. With that introduction, there's a tshuva from Yaakov Emden. A couple of tshuvas of Yaakov Emden, which are pretty radical. One of them here is in tshuvas in Chelek Aleph Siman Mem Gimel, where he was asked whether there's an isser of abortion if a woman is pregnant with a mamzer and now she wants to do tshuva. That was the Shiloh, that woman that was crying to him. It was also an earlier tshuva to the Chavos Yair, crying to him that, you know, this woman was mizana, terrible, now she wants to do tshuva, but she's pregnant. She wants to know what, she knows this Mishnah. She knows that she'll never be able to live it down. She'll never be able to live it down, and she's pregnant with this mamzer. So the question, nothing against this child, but halachically is a mamzer, halachically this child will never let her, you know, basically, do tshuva gemura. She'ela mish iser lekalkel uber b'metan ibo shezinsa bein punia bein eshesis. She goes from the Chavos Yair, and who talks about whether she could take imrasho legmoa dover me'afkas rochel, whether she could take a medicine l'shalshal zera hamakulkal asher bekirba. So he notes that nobody says this mutter, but he says vaniat sa'ir omer l'diastaiti chiluk gadol yesh bedaver. I want to explain that maybe there is a chiluk and there's makom lahatir again, not lamaisa. But says Rav Shelis Yavetz, to have the abortion in this case, yesh makom lahatir. What is svara? Adam nidan hashu. We're talking about this here because we're talking about doing tshuva for having a mamzer. This woman wants to do tshuva. So adam nidan. I didn't see anybody quote this in any of the achronim books. Maybe they didn't want to quote it. But again, I'm saying four times already that it's not lamaisa. Nidan hashoel be'eshizishizin she'ela haguna hia ukarov be'enai lahatira im hayisi kedai. Basically, I would be matir. Why? Kinira li sheishmakam lahakel kivan sheni afazos v'dam biyadeha me'ata bas k'tala hi midin Torah mida raisa. She is a gavra katila. Mida raisa. She's chayeves misa. Af she ain't dama maser biyadin lahargo. We don't have bezdin anymore. She can't be killed. But mikamakam chayeves misa b'dei shemayim me'achas shasta b'meizid biyodah shechata b'zadon v'yafakav the dini misa batlu din dalad misas lo batlu. The din of Dalam Mises, the Gemara says in Ksubis and elsewhere, lo batzlu, and therefore she's really Chai Misa right now. She's a dead woman. The afiz man hazeh she'en done a din in the fashis, keep it to be dina bas k'talahi, afagav de mamzer kishayatza la'avir ha'olam dino kekasher, shechayavin alayigaso. When the mamzer is born, obviously, he's a full-fledged Jew, and therefore you're not allowed to marry him, but you'd be chai for killing him. But mias hashta yerach imohu v'ilo hayadina maser biyadenu hayenu mamisimosa ves pre bitna the dami mamish la hayde erachin dein mamtina la al kain, just like a woman who's chayev misa bisman abezdin, if she's pregnant, you know, wait for her, says the Mishnah in erachin, you kill her because the baby's not a full fledged vlad yet. Al kain are nearly pashut she'ein iser gamkin bashchasaso.
Afa piti ima kayemes, kinirli yenedasi pashut, shafilu hi atzma, ashlanig mardina la riga machma shein davar zebiadino achshav, afa pikin enum bechlavas dimchlan afshasechem edrosh, she wouldn't be chayiv if she committed suicide, says the Shelos Yavis. Vibda asma la das, because she's kind of like shoa melech, she says. The other rabbi nirish is chusula, the kamamasios bishas, shesipsu bishabali tshuva, daru asma la hariga, it was a benderdaya, famous gemara in Avodazara, where he did so much tshuva, he died. He was so he felt so bad. The Gemara praises him. He's called Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya. V'yipkein lefizeh pashita. The b'nei the done mutar l'chachila ve'efshar mitzvah ka'avda. That's Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Again, this is a das yachid ma'od. And but just to show that again, it's a tragic big tragedy. But this is how far a posek takes this idea about doing tshuva for having this ben mamzer.
That you can't.
Right. Rashi tells us both say that you can't. There is no tshuva. I mean, right, you're stuck. I mean, there is that. Is that quoted here? The Mishnah in Kiddushin Nuntes has close to be tarfin. Yecholim mamzerim liitar. How can a person get the tshuva? How can a mazuk aptar? Yeah, he can marry a shifcha kananis, and then their child is a non-Jew, and then the child converts. So yecholim mamzerim liitar in the next generation. But the mamzer himself can never change his own status. That's what the Mishnah Kedusha talks about. But that's again, it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. But not the child didn't do anything. There's one other ha'ara, and then we'll move on, and that is the Minchas Chinuch brings up the interesting discussion in Mitzvah Aleph. In Mitzvah Aleph, and that is, are you Yoti Puravu with having a mamzer? Yoti Puravu with having a mamzer. Let's say you didn't do it bave. Most of the time you did it bave. Let's hold it with that. Yosef Puravu, with having an illegitimate child. V'gamim holid mamzer kayim hamitzvah, says the Mitzvah Chinuch, based on a Ramah. The lav dafkim hayelo mamzer beheter. Not only if you have a mamzer beheter. How do you have a mamzer beheter? If a mamzer marries a mamzeris. Right? A mamzer can't marry too many people. So if a mamzer marries a mamzeris, their child, a mamzerim. Right? So that's they didn't do anything wrong. They didn't do anything wrong, and the child's still a mamzer. So is there a mitzvah of a Puravu? So says the Minchas Chinuch, it seems like from the sources, yes. But he says, Misvara, he finds it difficult. V'zekvarek shesi, d'loma yasi dechova, v'alo have mitzvah haba bavera. U'l'das harbi rishonim, mitzvah haba bavera, min ha-torei ne-yotze. Forget the Tosfos in Sukkot Daf Tes, which says it's only Drabanan. Right? Most rishonim hold that mitzvah haba bavera is in Daraisa. So therefore, he says, I don't understand how this would be allowed. So he says, unless you say that mitzvah haba bavera is only when you're doing the avera at the time that you do the mitzvah. And when you shake a lulav and you stole the lulav, you're still stealing it. When you stole something and you're using what you stole, so you're still doing the aveira every moment that you use it. Masha enkein. If let's say you did an aveira first and now the aveira is finished and now you're doing the mitzvah, maybe there's no mitzvah of aveira. For example, let's say you carried something in Rosh Hashanah Rabbah on Shabbos, so you violated hotzah to get to the, you carried your lulav. Right, then you shake your lulav later afterwards. You're not doing the aveira anymore. It's finished. So maybe that's not mitzvah baba aveira. The poskim say. So here too, maybe the aveira is the shas the bia, and when do you do the mitzvah puravu? When's the mitzvah? Shas the leida. Maybe even later when they grow up, when they have a son and a daughter. But the mitzvah is much later. So therefore, he says maybe that's why there's no mitzvah baba aveira here, because the aveira is early and the mitzvah is later. But he ends off by saying, just svara wise, I don't know why this should be the case. Forget halachic. Bona fide halachic questions. Balav hachi. Tzarechi and gadol. Ich yotzei de chavaso beben kazesh and marbe psulim be Yisrael. He says, I don't know how could you be, you know, the whole point of Puravu is to pass on the Mesorah to transmit the halacha. So he says, I don't understand how this could be. Tzarech iyan ma'od. Ech yotzi dechova bevlad mamzer l'harbos mamzerim. So he's not ready to argue. He's just saying, tzarech iyan, why this would be the case. Okay, so a number of ideas that come out of this Mishnah. Last line of the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Yochai Omer, Ein karen me'uvas ela mishu mesukan mitchila v'nis aves. What is me'uvas lo yuchal lisko? In the pasuk of crooked, and you can't fix it, that's only when you had something straight to begin with, and it became crooked. Something that was crooked from the beginning can't be what this pasuk is referring to. So we can't be talking about a mutter relationship which then became crooked, or you stole something. So ve'eza zeh, zeh tabar chacham ha'parish ben ha'Torah. If you have a tabar chacham who left Torah, so then that is what the pasuk is referring to of me'uvas lo yuchal lisko, and he can never fully go back.
How the relationship with the
Eishes Ish
initially be?
The Eishes Ish, that's, let's say they're... I'm saying, so let's say that it was, you don't have something that's halachically mutter beforehand, really. So therefore, that's not what the pasuk is referring to. The mamzer is a problem meikara. That's the point. But here, he thinks the pasuk is referring to a case where something that was good to start and then not good. Something changed. So that's specifically the Talmud Chacham that was Porish Benat Torah. Gemara. Minani Mili. Here we go. We get back to Agadat Tanam at Beis. And then we have a number of dafim, as I mentioned yesterday, that are famous dafim. Famous sugis coming up. Today we have also 101 times. Minani Mili. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Yishmael. Nemar Atzeres Bishvishal Pasach Vedemar Atzeres Bishvishal Chag. How do I know, getting back to the first half of the Mishnah, how do I know that if I didn't bring a Chagiga on the first day of Sukkis, I can bring it any day of Sukkis, and even Shmini Atzeres. Even Shmini Atzeres, which is Chag Regel B'fnei Atzmo in so many ways, still, for Karban Chagiga, it's still Tashlumin. So I say I learned it from a comparison to Pesach. Malahalom L'Tashlumin, Afkalom L'Tashlumin. Just like the last day of Pesach goes with the Yantiv of Pesach, right? It's the only time we don't say Shechianu, it's not a separate Yantiv, but just like the last day of Pesach is Tashlumin for the first days, so to the last day of Sukkis, which happens to be a separate Yantiv, Shmini Atzeres, also is Tashlumin for the earlier. Mufna, it says the Gemara, Mufna, the Gzeir Shava, that we have comparing Pesach and Sukkis, is Mufna. It's totally open, and the words are totally extra in the Gzeir Shava, and therefore you can't ask any questions on it. There are different levels of Gzeir Shava. There's a Gzeir Shava She'eno Mufna, which is the lowest level Gzeir Shava, which means the words are an extra, but because the two words appear in both places, you can still compare. If that's the type of Gzeir Shava it is, you can still ask questions. How can you compare those two cases? Aren't they different? But if you have a Gzeir Shava Mufna, which is the words are extra, and then that's the reason you can compare the two cases, so that's why you can't ask any questions on that strong type of Gzeir Shava. And even though only one pasuk is going to be quoted here, some Achronim say that this is the strongest level, which is Mufna mit Shnei Atzadim. Mufna from both words, in both contexts are extra, and therefore it's a very strong one. Mufna. De'i lo lav mufna, because if it wouldn't be mufna, ikal mifra. If you wouldn't say the words are extra, so then there would be a strong question you could ask on this comparison. Ma l'shvishah Pesach shkin eno chalak bishalafanav, Pesach, the last day is no different than the previous days. It's all one yantif. Tamar b'shmini shachag shachag b'shalafanav. Shmini Atzeres is very different, so you could have asked that question. But, says the Gemara, Baruch Hashem, you can't ask those questions because we have a Gzeir Shava Mufna. What's the extra words? We'll see in a second. Yeah. Right, Gzeir Shava, as we mentioned, according to everybody, is based on Masorah. You can't don your Gzeir Shava yourself, but I guess you still could say there are different strengths of Gzeir Shavas. They're all based on Masorah, but you can still you can say how could you bring logic into a Gzeir Shava if Gzeir Shava is not based on logic? So maybe Haraya that there still could be some questions. Like if you had it, from your Rebbe, you have to say it, but it still might not have as much authority. La'ai afnuye mufna. Let me tell you, says the Gemara, it really is mufna. It is open. Michti, let me explain. Let's see. My atzeres atzor basiyas malacha. The word atzeres already tells me stop from doing malacha. Haksiv lo sasa kol malacha. But it then says, it already says explicitly, don't do malacha on the last day. Atzeres achad v'chvad alam. At least why do you have the word atzeres if you already said lo sasa malacha? El shvami no la'afnuye. So it must be to have the Gzeir Shava, to be open to learn the Gzeir Shava. There are drushes that come from the word atzeres, right? Atzarti eschem, kasha lefridaschem, but I guess we're not talking about that. We still consider atzeres halachically to be extra. Period. V'tana ma'isi l'mehacha, and another Tana quotes this idea of Shmini Atzeres being Tashlumin from another source. The Tanya, the Chagosim, also Chag Lashem Shivas Yamim, you shall bring your carbon Chagiga for 7 days. Yachol Yechol Givaholi Kol Shiva. I might think that you could bring it all 7 days. L'chadchila, Tamalomar, Oso Atachogig, Viatachogig Kol Shiva. Right? No, the first day you're Chogig, like we quoted Rashi before. The first day you're Chogig, but you're not Chogig the rest of the 7 days. We also quoted this pasuk yesterday when we spoke about Baal Tosif. One day you should have the Karban Chagigas. Im Kein Laman Emer Shiva. So why does it say 7 days? L'tashlumin, to make up. But really, the Iker did a bring of the Karban Chagiga is day one. Uminayim Shim Lo Chog, Yantif Harishu Shochag, Shechogig Baholech Es Kol HaRegel, V'yantif HaAchron. And how do I know that if you didn't begin the first day, you have the whole Yantif, including Shmini Atzeres? Tavolomar, Bachodesh HaShvita Chogu Oso. Because it says, the seventh month, you could bring the carbon chagiga. So iba chodesh shvi yachol yechog yivola kol chodesh kulo. Right, you could have really bring it the whole month of Nisan, the whole now today. You could bring it. So the Gemara says no. Tamalamar oso oso atachogig viatachogig chutzala. So oso limits it to yantif and not the whole month. Period. He asked the Turei Evan, what's the Havamina to bring it the whole month? It says 7 days. It says, so what's the pasuk that says 7 days? It says 1 day, it says 7 days. So what's the Havamina? What's the Havamina to say you can be able to bring it the whole month? So what does the pasuk 7 days teach me? So says the Turei Evan, the Havamina would have been that you have to bring a carbon chagiga every one of the 7 days, l'chadchila, and then the rest of the month you can make it up. That would be the two levels. Now, kamash malan, 1 day, and then the rest of the days to make up that one. But that would have, you have to say, what the Havamina to say you could bring it for a month. So you have to say that that would have been 7 days lachachila, and the rest of it would have been b'diav. Period. Umay tashlumin. So now says the Gemara, how do you view tashlumin of a carbon chagiga? How do you view it when we bring it the rest of the 7 days? Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Oshia. Rabbi Yochanan Amar tashlumin l'rishon. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan says it's all tashlumin for day one of Yantif. Meaning, day one of Yantav is the Iker Chiyuv. Every day of Yantav after that is viewed as Tashlumin of day one. Rabbi Oshia Amar Tashlumin Zelazer. Rabbi Oshia says, no, it's viewed as Tashlumin of the previous day. Day three is Tashlumin of day two. Day six is Tashlumin of day five. Machlokas, Tashlumin de Rishon, or Tashlumin of each day. My Benai, who? So Yoni asked the Gemara's question, what's the Menafkamina between the two? Amar Reb Zera, Chiger b'yom Rishon, and Espasha b'yom Shadi k'beinayim. So the Reb Zera says, let's say somebody was lame, meaning he was in a state of ptur on day one, and then on day two he got better, so he was exempt at day one. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tashlumin l'Rishon. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you say it's viewed at all days are viewed as Tashlumin of day one, so then Kivin to Lochazi b'Rishon, Lochazi b'Shani. So because he was ptur day one, so he was ptur at the zman of Chalos Achiyev, so he's ptur forever. But for the rest of Yontif, Reb Oshia Amar Tashlumin Zelazeh. Reb Oshia says no. It's because he says Tashlumin Zelazeh. Avagav Delo Chazi Berishon Chazi Bersheni. Even though he wasn't Chazi on day one, he could still has to. He was Chazi on day two, and day two is still the Chalos Man Achiyev. Every day there's a new Chiyev because it's Tashlumin of just the previous day, and therefore, according to Reb Oshia, he would be Chayv. Tosfos here says, Tosfos in Dibur HaMaschil Tashlumin, that when Reb Oshia says that each is Tashlumin Zelazeh, it's not Mistaver, says Tosfos. Lo Mistaver Lameimar Tashlumin Zelazeh by Shvuas, Kivin Dechol Gomerhu. Even Reb Yochanan, who says it's Tashlumin for the first day, and Reb Oshia says Tashlumin for each previous day, by Shvuas, there's only 1 day of Yantif. 2 days of Yantif and Galus. So the whole week is Tashlumin for the previous day. How could you have Tashlumin for the previous day if it's weekday? So there is really a chalos chiyuv of a chagiga on the third day after Shavuos. It's very difficult, says Tosfos. So says Tosfos, it must be the Reb Oshia Shita is only by Sukkot and Pesach. Ask the Kavod HaKashesa. What's the Kavod HaKashesa? I mentioned it once or twice before. That's the Chalkos Yaakov has a sefer with 103 questions. Kava, Gematria, 103. Kava de Kashisa, the 103 questions. He wrote a whole sefer with the 103 questions that he never got answered in Shas. Whole sefer. Now, it's really one little skinny sefer. But now there are answers, many answers written by the Achronim to answers. Now that you go to the Svarim, so Kava de Kashisa is like four mammoth volumes because you have like 35 answers for every one of his questions. So one of his questions is, on this Tosfos. So Tosfos says, put two and two together, says the Kavod HaKashisa, and you have a problem. Tosfos says that everybody agrees, right? What everybody agrees to Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that when it comes to Shavuos, everything is Tashlumin for day one. Everything is Tashlumin for day one. A. B. We have a Shita of Beis Shammai. If you remember, it was quoted a couple days ago, but we had it in the Mishnah Besekhas Beitza. Beis Shammai says you can't bring your Shammai Chagiga on the first day of Yontif. Because only Beis Hillel says that, but Beis Shammai says you got to bring it on the second day. The first day you can't bring even your shlamim. For sure not your ovlus, but even your shlamim, your shalmi chagiga cannot be brought on the first day of Yantif. So according to Beis Shammai, you always bring your shalmi chagiga earliest on day two. Asks the Kavod HaKashisa, according to Beis Shammai, how do you have tashlumin for Shavuos? The first day you never bring it. And everybody agrees that by Shavuos is Tashlumin de Rishon. So according to Beis Shammai, it's always brought on day two. Your Chagiga always comes on day two. That's when it's first brought. And the Gemara always says all over that the Shavuos has Tashlumin. How do you ever have Tashlumin? Tashlumin is always Tashlumin de Rishon, and you never bring it on Rishon according to Beis Shammai. That's just kasha.
No shady on Shavuos either.
Sorry? How do you bring it at all on Shavuos? Well, it's the second day, Tashlumin DeRishon. Right, I think it's
the
what? It is the one day Yontif, but the second day can be viewed as Tashlumin of the first day. But I'm saying, but that's, at least the first, he doesn't ask that part of it. So, one of two, I mean, many answers given. Just mentioned two of them. One is that, Eino Doma, even though he says you can bring it on the second day, you might, maybe this is what you're answering, you still might say the Chalos Chiv is on the first day. It's just that Rabbi Shammai says there's always a Ptur. The Chalos Chiv is still on day one, and Tashlumin is always from that day. But the Chalos Chiv always is on day one with an automatic Ptur to day two because you can't bring Shalmei Chagiga on day one. That's one answer. Other answers that I saw, did I see this one from? Other Achronim, quoted B'Shem the Achronim, that maybe this is only according to Beis Hillel, Tosfos Shita. Maybe according to Beis Shammai would not agree to this because of this problem. Maybe Beis Shammai would say no, that Rabboshi Shita can exist, even by Shavuos. So what's it? So it's a Yom Chol. It still has connection to Shavuos. These days of Chol are different. We mentioned the Rambam in the past, which some say is a mistake. The Rambam writes at the end of his Siddur, in the end of his Sefer Ava, Yom HaCholomoid on Cholomoid, mentions Cholomoid of Shavuos in davening. So again, maybe, I don't know, maybe that's where he gets it from, unless it's a mistake, like others say. But that is the question, whenever you have a Kavod HaKashyesa to mention, you know, it's interesting to mention it. That was question number 10 out of 103, just to mention. Okay, let's continue now. There's more. You can look at Tosfos. Tosfos brings up another nafkamina. The Achronim say, why don't we mention a cotton that became a gadol on day two of Yontif? Okay, other Achronim discuss. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, 5 lines at the bottom. Does Rabbi Yochanan hold this? What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Tashlumin DeRishon. That if you couldn't do something at the beginning, you could do it later. Does Rabbi Yochanan hold of this principle of Amar Chizkiya? But we have the following machlokas. We know Rashi explains this from the Mishnah increases. Let's say a Nazir becomes Tameh. Nazir becomes Tameh, so he has to count 7 days, and on the seventh day he goes to the mikvah, and the following day he brings karbanos. Following morning he brings karbanos of Nazirus of Tumah, and then he starts again. So what happens if he became Tameh again before he brought his karbanos on the first Tumah? So the question is, when did he become Tameh again? If he became Tameh on day 4 of his counting, then for sure he just starts again his counting, and it's all one big Tumah. He didn't become Tar yet. But what about on day 8? On day 8, when he's supposed to bring his karbanos. That's a machlokas. Amar Chizkiya nitma bayom, maybe. If he became Tameh for a second time on day 8, the day that he's already supposed to bring his karbanos, he just didn't get to bring his karbanos yet, then maybe he has to bring a new set. Because he's already in the time when there's a chalos chiv of the new karbanos, and therefore, you should have brought your previous ones, and now you're in a new state of Tumah, so you got to bring a double set of karbanos when you become Tar again now. But Belayla eino maybe. Chizkiya says, let's say the night before, Leil Ches, if you became Tameh that night, so then, even though it's already day 8, but still, because you can't bring your karbanos until the next morning, it's still considered like you're in the world of the previous Tumah, and therefore, you don't bring a new set of karbanos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afalayla Nami maybe. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's nighttime, it's already day 8, and therefore, even though you can't bring your karbanos here now, but when you bring it the following morning, this is how the Gemara is understanding it now. It's like it's Tashlumin of this time period. Right now, the nighttime, you cannot bring it. The next morning, you're going to bring it, but it's already, says Rabbi Yochanan, as if you're in the new stage of Tumah, the new stage, and therefore you'd have to bring a new set, a double set of karbanos, because you finished counting for your previous Tumah, and now you're going to become Tumah again. So ask the Gemara. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say, Rabbi Yochanan here says, Tashlumin L'Rishon. Everything is Tashlumin L'Rishon. I'm sorry, I said it the opposite. I said it backwards. Af Belayla Nami Mevi. Belayla Nami Mevi, Rabbi Yochanan says, even if you only saw it at night, it's already considered the new. Right, did I say it correctly? It's already considered the new, and you always have to bring a set of new karbanos. But it's already considered the next Naziris. So ask the Gemara, one second. If Rabbi Yochanan holds everything as Tashlumin L'Rishon, so why here should you have to bring a new set of karbanos? Right? So Rashi explains, fourth wide line, Afal Gabdalo Royal Karban Yeshla Tashlumin. Even though you're not in the time period where you can bring the karban yet, right? Even though you're not raw yet, Yeshla Tashlumin. So answers the Gemara, Amr of Yirmiya, Shiny Tumah, the Yeshla Tashlumin Pesach Sheni. Don't bring me any kasses from Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. Because we have a precedent already in the Torah that there's a special din of Tashlumin when it comes to becoming Tameh. Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, you're Tameh on the first Pesach, so then you have a whole month, you have another chance. So you can never bring me any kashes and rayas from Hilchos Tumah regarding Tashlumin, making things up, because the Torah already has a model where you can make it up by Tashlumin. Period. Maskavah Rav Papa. So Hani Cholamanda on my Pesach Sheni Tashlum of the Rishon. How this is a good answer. If you say that Pesach Rishon is viewed as a Tashlumin of the first Pesach, so then you could give this answer for Rabbi Yochanan. Elamanda on my Sheni Regel Befnei Atzmo. Who? But this is Machlokas we have back in Pesachim. But if you say Pesach Sheni is really a separate Yontif, so Michael Amemar. So then, what is the? How could you say such a thing? How could you give this answer for Rabbi Yochanan? So El Amar Papa, so we have to give another answer for Rabbi Yochanan. Ksaver, Rabbi Yochanan, Laila Eino Mechuser Zman. A different answer for Rabbi Yochanan. That Laila is not Mechuser Zman. When we say that you can't bring a carbon at night, is that because it's not the time for the carbon yet? Or it is the time for the carbon, but you have an external problem that it happens to be nighttime. But that's a technical issue. The Zman for the carbon conceptually is right now. There's just something holding you back. Or do you say, like the former, the first pshat, that no, it's not the Zman for the carbon yet, it's only the next morning. So that's the answer we're giving here. You know why this case is different? Because Rabbi Yochanan holds Laila is the Zman for the carbon already. That's why he says you have to bring a new set of carbonos naziris. Because it's as if it's the daytime already. There's just a problem that it's nighttime. But it's not that the Zman of the carbon hasn't come yet. Period. Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Haki, final step. So, again, back to the question. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say this, that nighttime is not Mechuser Zman, that the night is really the time for the carbon already? The Yom Rabbi Yochanan. But we have another context where we have this type of idea. Ra'a, talking about a Zav. A Zav, we know, is a person who has an emission, that if he has three emissions in a day, or let's say 3 days, there's halachas of Zav and a Zava, but he becomes Tameh, and he has to count Shiv and Akiyim, and then he has to be a Tovel in the mikvah on day 7, and again bring his karbanis on the morning of day 8. So similar case. What happens if he has another Re'iyah either on Leil Ches or the morning of Ches? So that's the case you're talking about again. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, Ra achas balayla v'shtayim bayom, maybe. Let's say he saw again after the 7th day, he already went to the mikvah that day, he didn't bring his karbanis yet on the 8th day. So is he still considered in the world of the old Ziva, or is he already finished, he's just waiting to bring his karban, and he really is in the world of the new Ziva, and it would be a new set of karbanis needed to be brought. So says Rabbi Yochanan, Ra achas b'alav v'shayim b'yom evi, if he had one emission, one re'iyah at night, and two the following day, so then maybe he has to bring a new set of karbanis. Because really, because two were on the next day, which is really the next time period for the next time period, so that's why you'd have to bring a new set of karbanos, even though one was the night before, but still, he has to bring a new set. But if you had the ikar re'iyas, you had two re'iyas already, only at night, on Leil Ches, at a time when you cannot bring your karbanos yet, then Rabbi Yochanan would say that that's considered in the old world of Ziva, because the time period for bringing your karbanos didn't come yet. It's not the morning of day 8, and therefore, you would not bring a new set. Say, ask the Gemara, 1 minute. If we just said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Laila is not Mechuser Zman, it's as if whenever you're high of a carbon at night, you're really, the Zman of the carbon has already come. It's just that nighttime is a technical problem that you can't bring it. So if you maybe. So even if you have two at night, if nighttime is already considered, it's as if it's the next day in your carbonus. So no matter what, the nighttime should be like the next day, and you should always have to bring a new set of carbonus, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Rabbi Yochanan himself really holds Laila is not Mechuser Zman. But Kikam Rabbi Yochanan will divrei Omer Laila Mechuser Zman. When he quoted this shita, he was only quoting to the other opinion that Laila is Mechuser Zman. Meaning that Laila is really not the time for the Karban, and that's why if you have two Re'iyas at night, the Zav has two Re'iyas after his 7-day counting, and he says two Re'iyas, whole thing starts over again, because it's not the time period for the karmen yet, and you have to bring not a new set, but you just have to become tummy again and bring one set at the end. Ask the Gemara, just finishing up, Lidivri Omer Pshita. So then what's the chiddush then? What's the chiddush of saying, if this is according to the opinion that Laila is Mechuser Zman, that of course, if you see at night, before you can bring your karmanis, of course it goes with the old time period of Ziva. So Gemara says, no, there's still a chiddush. Shtayim bayom v'achas b'alayla itzri chalei. There's still the chiddush is, let's say, the other halacha that Rabbi Yochanan said. If you saw once at night and twice during the day, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? That it goes with a new set. That you bring a new set of karbanos. But 1 minute. One of them was at nighttime. One of them was at nighttime. So shouldn't you say that this still goes with the previous? That's the chiddush. Sa'akadai d'chamidah kidda'at kafteh d'Rav Shisha b'rei d'Rav Idi. The havamin is that you might go like the question of Rav Shisha. Where's Rav Shisha? It's a Maseches Krisus, where Rav Shisha says ask the question that, hey, if you hold Laila is Mechusar Zman, that even if you only had one at night, you should say that you don't bring a new set of Karbanos, because you're still in the old world of Ziva. It's Laila is Mechusar Zman. So Kamash Malanka the Rav Yosef, that's the Chiddush of Rav Yochanan, that even they would agree, even the Man the Amr of Laila Mechusar Zman would agree that you're still allowed to have the first one at night. Because the first one, in the world of becoming a Zav, the first and the last two are really somewhat different. The first one might be looked at as a Balkeri, which does not make the person Tamei, as Rashi explains. Once you have number two and number three, then you view all three as Ziva. But the first one as a separate din. So that would be the Chiddush, even according to the Man da'amar of Laila Mechusar Zman. Period. So these last 15 lines just were a little tangent from the discussion of Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Oshia, whether Chagiga is Tashlum and Derishon or Tashlum and Zelazeh. Okay, now we get back to our issues of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah has said, Avar Harega V'lochag in Achaya Bachar Yusa. If the yontif passes by, even shmini atzeres, you didn't bring your karmen chagiga. You're in chayy b'achrayas al zanemar muvas liyuchal liska v'chisron liyuchal lihimanas. Ask the Gemara. Amalei bar hey hey lehillel. Bar hey hey says to Hillel. So now we got bar bag bag and bar hey hey, a famous Pirkei Avos fame. Tosfos here says that they're the same person. Bag bag and the song, right? Bag bag and ben hey hey says Tosfos. Looking bar hey hey lehillel Tosfos. Yesh mefarshim sheger haya. Some say that he was a ger. Bagbag and Hehe. V'hainu ben Avraham b'sara, sheni tosif hei b'shmon. They're the son of Hei, who's Hei. Hei is a symbol for Avraham and Sarah, who each got a Hei added onto their name. And even Bag is Gemashria Hei, Beis Gimel. So the same person, v'chein Bag, tekula hagemara, ola Hei. So whether they're the same person, or at least both Gerim, so that's Tosus. So Amar Alei bar Hehe l'Hilel, Hai lehimanos, lehimanos mi ba'ilei. What does it mean in the Mishnah when it says, in the Pasuk, v'chisrom l'yuchal l'yimanos, it's missing and you can never again be counted. The opposite of missing is full. You just say it's missing, it can never be filled up. What do you mean filled and never can be counted? What is that referring to? Ella is teaching me the following. Ella says, sheminuhu l'chaveir l'dvar mitzvah, v'hu lo nimna imahen. It's a case where your friends are going to do a mitzvah and they ask you, invite you to go, and you don't go with them. So that you weren't counted. Once you lost out on the mitzvah, you weren't counted amongst them. That's the case that the Mishnah is referring to. Tani Nami Hachi, similarly, the Brisa says, Muvas Luyucha Liskon, Zeshabita Kriyashma Shal Shachris, or Kriyashma Shal Arvis. If you missed out on Kriyashma Shal Arvis, Kriyashma Shal Shachris, O Shabita Tfila Shal Shachris, Tfila Shal Arvis, you missed out davening. That's what's referred to by Muvas Luyucha Liskon. It's crooked, it can never be fixed. The Chesun Luyucha Lihimanos, Zeshinun Chabir Luz Bar Mitzvah, the Hu, Lo Nimna Imahen. Period. So what's your kasha on this line?
What about the Nitziv
about what was Dafka brought here?
Yeah.
That we're here. Okay, so the Nitziv, we'll get to that in a second. But first of all, the question is there any reason why the Gemara said Tfilah Shal Shachris or Shal Arvis specifically? What about Mincha? Why Arvis and Shachris? So the Marsha says it's Huadin. It just says it's parallel. Kriyashma, it was only twice. Arvis and Shachris. The Marsha says Huadin Tfilah. Right, so the Iyun Yaakov. We'll get to the Anuf Yosef in a second. The Iyun Yaakov says maybe because Shachris and Marv are the more dangerous ones. We usually say the opposite. But Shachris, you can oversleep and miss it. Marv, you can fall asleep and miss it. Brachas daf dalid. Brachas said you can say kriyas before you fall asleep. But mincha is during the day. You're mistama up. So it's a challenge to daven mincha, but mistama shachris and arvis are more of the challenges. We've said in the past, we spoke about it in exactly. When we said brachas, we said dafka the opposite. Because what did Eliyahu Navi say? Eliyahu Navi dafka was answered b'shas mincha. Neni yishem aneni. Why? Because mincha is the most special, right? So the Gra says in Mishnayis Brachas, it shows Elio that Mincha is the most precious tefillah because we're in the middle of our whole lives, we're in the middle of business, and Dafka we remember to daven. So in their own way, they are special. Yeah. But it says Kriyashma and then it says tefillah. It says Kriyashma and then it says tefillah. Right? So that's why it's both. What about though? When it says if you miss tefillah, you finish. What's the problem with that line? What about the mitzvah of Tashlumin? We know if you miss Shachris, you can dive in two minchas. Mincha, you dive in two ma'arivs. So the Gemara, if you remember, they were in Brachas Chapa, they asked that question from here. So the Gemara there says, two answers you can have. Either you miss two. So if you miss two, you can't make up two. If you're Shachris and Mincha, you can only make up the previous one. That's what we paskin. You can't make up, let's say somebody has an operation and he's out for a day and a half. He doesn't make up everything after he finishes. You can only make up the previous one. A, or the Lashon is, yeah, Aaron? B'mezid, right. That's what Gemara says, because it says Bitel. Don't say Ta'a, Shachach. Bitel, if you did it B'mezid. If you B'mezid, didn't dive it, then all of a sudden you want to do tshuva, so then we say that's when you can't make it up. Why Dafka Kriyashma and Tfila? Why Dafka these two? So in the Mishnah we already had the Nitziv, who said, why Dafka Chagiga? So here we have a Maharal. We have a Where's my Ein Yaakov? Yeah. The Anaf Yosef quotes the Maharal. He says, why Kriya Shema Tefillah? Because these are mitzvot shel dibur. By a mitzvah shel maisa, says the Maharal, so you didn't do one maisa, you do another maisa. Maisa mitzvah is kind of like could substitute for each other with tshuva. But mitzvah shel dibur, you can never make up. It's totally sichli. When you have something that is totally sichli, so then you can't make it up. But kriya mitzvah shemai de dibur sichli, shayach bazem uvas lo yuchal liskon, ki ain't takanal davar shu sichli, ki ain't bo hishtanus. So that's the Maral, says that's why Dafka, Kriya Shema, and Tefillah. Period. Amalei Bar Hei Lehillel. Another question. Here we go. What does it mean in Malachi when it says you should see the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha, and the difference between somebody who serves Hashem and somebody who does not serve Hashem? What's the double lashon? A tzaddik is an oved Hashem. A rasha is not an oved Hashem. So amalei avdo v'lo avado travay tzaddikim gemurim inhu. No, the pasuk we're talking about here is two tzaddikim gemurim. But what's the difference between these two tzaddikim gemurim? Ve'ein adomish on a pirkom mea pa'amim l'shon a pirkom mea ve'echad. But somebody who learns it, learns something, reviews something 101 times, right, it's famous Gemara, Chagiga Daf Tes. 101 times, that's somebody who serves Hashem, Avado. That's an Eved Hashem. Somebody who doesn't, only does it 100 times, that's not an Eved Hashem. Amar Lei V'chim Yishum Chad Zimna Karele Lo Avado. What, 100 times? He's not an Eved Hashem? So where it says, Amar Lei In, yes. Tzei Loman Mishuk Shal Chamarim. Go to the donkey drivers. Shook, and you'll realize the difference. Asara parsi bezuzo. You hire out a donkey driver to do ten parses in a day. Okay, it'll cost you a zuz. Chad eser parsi. You want to do 11 parses? You want to go very fast? Betray zuz. It already costs you double. You want to do every time that you do it. It cost you even more. So again, there's much to say about this. I've never quoted one before, so I'll quote one now. The Balatanya. Everybody quotes the Balatanya. The Balatanya in Perek Tesvav quotes that why 101 times. Why 101 times? Because in those days, when you do it 100 times, there's a little tinge of non-lishma related to it. So I could say, oh, I did it 100 times. 100 times is a unit. It's a completion. So those last 8 times, from 92 to 100, those really lishma. You want to get to 100. You want to feel good about yourself. 101, that's lishma. Why are you doing it 101 times? Why doing it the extra time? That's Eved Hashem. That's totally lishma, and therefore that's why. Says the Klal Yakar, and this is quoted by many Achronim, this Klal Yakar, in Vaschanan, the gematria of Zachar and the gematria of Shachach. Shachach, if you could do the gematria, is 328. Right? Zachar is 227. Right? Zachar is 2... Right. Shachach is 328 and Zachar is 227. The difference between Zachar and Shachach is 101. If you want to get rid of the Shachach, you want to get rid of the forgetting and not forget it, 101 times, that takes you from Shichacha to, takes you from Shichacha, that's in Dalet Tes, in the Klal Yakar, in Dvarim. What else can we say? Just one other one, we're running out of time. The Chasam Sofer notes, this is the last one we'll finish with this, the Chasam Sofer notes in Simen Yud, right? I'm sorry, in Simen Chaf, in Chelek Aleph, that we know the Yerushalmi quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim, that if, you know, let's say we started saying Morad Atal, we start saying Mashiach Baruch Morad Gashem. So what does the Poskim say? If you say it for 30 days, you have a chazaka that even if you don't know what you said it 30 days. Other achronim give the suggestion, therefore, so say it 90 times. Say it 90 times. That's why people on Simchas Torah have a song. The other way, so do it for 30 days, 90 times, and therefore, that's why. Say, Esther Chazam Sofer, what, magic, 30 days? It's magic? After a month, you remember things? He says, no, it's not magic. So if you're Madaik in the Yerushalmi, and in the Rishonim that quote it, doesn't say 90 times, it says for 30 days. What's 30 days? 30 days. So you have 30, so you have 90 Shmona Esrays, Shachris Bin Ched Ma'ariv, but you take out two, because Ma'ariv and Shachris of day one, you didn't say Morad Atal yet, right? You only switched by Musaf. So take out two. So you have 88. Then you have 8 Musafin of Pesach, the 8 Musafin of Pesach, every day of Pesach, and you have the 3 Musafin of Shabbos, in the first one, that's 11, and the 2 Musafei Rosh Chodesh coming up this week, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So that's another 13. 88 plus 13 is 101. The reason that it's 30 days is not because it's a din of a month. It's a din of that's 101 times. When you say something 101 times, like our Gemara says here, so then you don't forget it. Chasam Sofer says that's why it's a din of 30 days. It's a din of 101 times. And even though I don't want to argue on the Mechaber and the Ramah that all say 90 times, but still, this is what I think. I think that the 30 days is based on 101 times, not just 30 days. I'm sorry? Right, that's that. He said that for Moed Atol. And even though the other way, you don't have all those days because you're doing it on the last days, but he said this is what works for Pesach. Okay? We'll stop here. Simon Chav.